I'm Liz Palka reporting. That's the sound of a protest and march in London that's said to have attracted tens of thousands of people. This as a giant balloon depicting U.S. President Donald Trump as a screaming orange baby flies high above. The huge demonstration, said to be in response to Trump's visit to the United Kingdom, as well as Trump's policies on issues ranging from immigration and race relations to women and climate change. This anti-Trump protester says President Trump's visit to Britain will have its benefits.
I tell you what this will achieve. It will get people out on the streets. It will get Remainers out on the streets. It will get decent people out on the streets who are against his values. And we fight for British values. And for togetherness.
President Trump holding a news conference with Prime Minister Theresa May on Friday after he gave an explosive interview with the Sun newspaper. While he slammed May for her handling of Brexit in the article, he dismissed it Friday as fake news.
I didn't criticize the Prime Minister. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister. And unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the Prime Minister, and I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
Trump softened his position during the news conference, saying he respects May's approach toward Brexit. And we have more stories on voanews.com, including more on his visit to the UK. This is VOA News. On Monday, President Trump will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Trump said Friday from the UK he will ask Putin about meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
Will we be talking about meddling? And I will absolutely bring that up. I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think, but you never know what happens, right? But I will absolutely firmly ask the question.
Trump said that Putin is neither friend nor foe during a news conference in Brussels on Thursday. Police in Pakistan say a candidate for a provincial assembly seat was among at least 33 people killed Friday in two bomb blasts. They happened near campaign rallies during the lead-up to the July 25th national elections. Witnesses say that Siraj Raisani was killed when a powerful bomb ripped across a stage while he attended a street corner meeting of his supporters in Mustung district, that's in southwestern Balochistan province. The slain candidate was a member of a regional political party. Witnesses said the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber, but police did not immediately confirm those accounts. China says its trade surplus with the United States in June rose more than $4 billion. That's compared to the previous month. For the first half of the year, China's trade surplus with the U.S. was more than $133 billion.
目前来看，这个贸易争端。
China's General Administration of Customs spokesman Wang Songping says the trade dispute will have a certain impact on China-U.S. trade, plus more significant impacts on global trade. Wang also said they are closely monitoring what this will mean for future trade. Last week, the U.S. Commerce Department added 25% tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. China responded with higher duties on a similar amount of American goods. Chinese officials say 19 people died and 12 people were injured in an explosion at a chemical plant in China's southwestern Sichuan province. Thursday evening's blast at Yibin Hengda Technology Company ignited a fire that destroyed a building. The plant located in the city of Yibin makes chemicals for the food and pharmaceutical industries. An explosion rocked a chemicals factory near Cairo's airport late Thursday, prompting firefighters and ambulances to rush to the scene. Local media reported several injuries, but no deaths. And France announced Friday it will deploy around 110,000 law enforcement officers across the country. This as France celebrates National Bastille Day and the Sunday's World Cup final against Croatia. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.